Deteriorating rates of compliance with minimum standards at publicly run mental health centres. That's the finding of the Mental Health Commission in its latest report. It says that a number of acute inpatient centre providers, particularly in units run by the HSC, were struggling in key areas like staffing, care planning and risk management. Mental Health Commission Chief Executive John Farley joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, let's define what we're talking about. This is purely mental health facilities in the public health system. What kind of facilities are involved?
Yeah, so we're talking about inpatient mental health facilities in Ireland that are registered. We're talking about 2,600 beds. 70% of the services are provided by the HSE. And 30% are provided by for-profit and independent providers. And I suppose mental health is critically important because a lot of people don't realise that mental illness is one of the biggest contributors to the overall health picture and ill health picture in Ireland. If you think of mental health is a key factor in the amount of deaths in men under 50 in Ireland, the biggest contributory factor. And if you have an enduring mental illness, you can lose 20 years on your life. So a lot of people in Ireland, we don't realise how important mental health is. And I suppose what we're saying in our report is that we need to realise that. There are good points across the report. There's no doubt about that, that we're reducing restrictive practices in Ireland, that 67% of the overall centres are have good levels of compliance. But ultimately what the report is saying is that, you know, particularly of the 22 least compliant, 14 of those are HSE inpatient centres. The reason that the compliance is so low is they're not doing well in terms of their premises. They're very low compliance in terms of premises, risk management and staffing. And essentially what we're saying is a bit like 20 years ago. Some of your listeners might remember 20 years ago we were struggling with cancer. And we brought in a strategy and we now have good cancer services. We need the same vision. And we need the same approach now for mental health services, that we have meaningful investment.
Now, when we talk about these failing compliance with minimum standards, you mentioned things like staffing there and so on. What are the consequences of this on a day-to-day basis for the user?
Well, the consequences are a poor patient experience. So if you're going into a premises that doesn't enhance, think of it, you're in your lowest level in your life. Every one of us here knows a family member, a parent, a child, a sibling, or even ourselves. If you're at your lowest in terms of your mental health, you need to go into a place that restores your hope and dignity. You can't go into a premises that's outdated or unclean. So it's very clear that we need to replace some of our, particularly our HSE inpatient units. So if it's not individualised patient care, if you don't have enough staff, you're not having the patient experience that you're entitled to, that your human rights that you're entitled to. And I suppose most worrying is that actually, if you have the money, if you have your private health insurance, or if you're a child, unfortunately, if your parent has your private health insurance, you will get a better service.
I noted that compliance with standards on mechanical restraint in particular was down. Could that be due to the difficulties in staffing leading to these kind of situations?
Well, actually, overall, that's compliance with the rules. But overall in Ireland, and I have to give credit to the staff throughout the system, and indeed the HSE as the biggest provider, we really have driven down restraint and restrictive practice in Ireland to the degree that the WHO came over earlier this year, and they want to use Ireland as an example of how we can move from outdated care to modern person-centred care. We brought in new rules last year, and again, that was working with everyone, all the staff, all the clinicians, all the patients. We set new rules, so we set a higher bar for people. Indeed, we banned mechanical restraint in child services. So overall, we're satisfied with that. We need to push it down even more, but we're satisfied. The key thing is the premises, the staffing, and the meaningful investment. For example, we spend 5%, 5 to 6% of our health budget on mental health. We need to be spending 12% to be the equivalent of our European neighbours.
Now, on this point, the HSE have issued a response to your report. They say that there has been significant investment in the last 3 years. 29.6 million euro will be allocated this year, and that's up from just over 17 million euro that was allocated in 2022. They say they know there are areas needing further improvement, and they say that the HSE Mental Health is developing a detailed plan of action in response to your findings. What's your response to that?
Well, my response is I welcome any funding. But to be clear, that amount of funding is not going to solve this problem. So repeating something that we've heard on a number of occasions isn't going to solve this problem. We need meaningful investment. So, for example, the corporate plan, and I also note the word allocation. What I want to see is the money spent and things delivered. We've been working with the HSE for a number of years in terms of capital investment. And to be absolutely clear to your listeners, we're not satisfied with what has been delivered over the last few years. And we need to invest more money and deliver so that every person in all parts of Ireland, no matter how much money you earn or your parents earn, that when you go into a premises, you receive dignified care in a place that gives you hope.
Now, this action plan by HSE Mental Health is due to be completed and shared with yourselves next month. How confident are you that it will be able to tackle the problems you're seeing?
Well, unless there's meaningful investment, it won't. We've received action plans for a number of years from the HSE, and we really, really do appreciate it, but they have not a history of delivering on them.
Yeah.
And it's really important that they deliver for people. There's staff out there working hard. There's people, if you want to attract staff into the services, you need to increase your budget and you also need to deliver.
Now, CAMHS, the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services, they do not fall under your remit, but that is something you'd like to see changed.
Yeah, so last year, obviously, the independent review of CAMHS was published. In fairness, we have seen the Act, a new mental health bill, being expedited, and we're hoping that the Minister will announce it's due for publication going through the Oireachtas. It is absolutely critical that that gets the support and is delivered. Obviously, a lot of people are worried about the government finishing soon. We would absolutely urge all politicians to support the Minister to deliver this Act.
John Farley, Chief Executive of the Mental Health Commission, thank you very much for joining us.